yourself that money, you can do whatever it is that you want. If you're a dad and you would like to play, you would like to win this money, well, remember, you can actually play, you get to win, and you can share that money with the kids. That's how it works. So now remember that Itola Mega Box is ongoing, and you can take advantage of it. I'll say that code again, the USSD code, and also do remember to tell your neighbors, to tell their neighbors' neighbors that the neighbors have also played, and the neighbors' neighbors can play too in the Itola Mega Box. Simply dial *464*#.
Whatever the season, the excitement stays the same with Itola Mega Box. Play Pizza Box or enter the raffle starting from just 5 kwacha. To play, dial *464*#. That's *464*#. Itola Mega Box. Limitless play all day, every day. Anytime is playtime with Pick a Box. Dial *464*#. To play from just 5 kwacha. Remember, it's *464*#. Only on Itola Mega Box. Mega Box.
Grandma.
Yes?
Well, has kept our family looking good for all these years.
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What has been the feeling of being? I'm so confident.
Grandma, mama, yes. Oh, mama, yes.
With no shades of skin, with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up with this smile? The skincare benefits. Well.
Partnership. Swiss Honorary Consulate opens in Osaka, paving way for increased trade and investment. In international news, US-backed hepatitis B vaccine study hurt in Guinea-Bissau. And in sports, Wilson Sala in Israel pursuing a move away from Sunset Stadium.
And now, the FM News.
We're up front and in Abu News every day. My name is Abigail Francis. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed the strong bond between the state and the church, emphasizing their shared responsibility in promoting national development and unity. Speaking after a high-level meeting at his farm in Troma, President Hichilema commended the Catholic Church for its continued partnership with government in advancing Zambia's social and economic agenda. The head of state met with Bishop Valentine Kalumba of the Livingstone Catholic Diocese, accompanied by Father Kratos Mwila and Father Gregory Mulovela from the Monze Diocese. President Hichilema noted that the church plays a critical role in the provision of health and education services, especially in rural and hard-to-reach areas where government presence is limited. The president further encouraged the church to motivate its members to take an active role in agriculture as a way of strengthening national food security.
The church and ourselves as government are partners, always will be partners, always. We are inseparable. So we need to continue working to benefit for the benefit of our people. And we want to express our gratitude first, and together with our commitment, express our commitment to you. I'm on the farm, and a lot of questions have been raised while I'm on the farm, and I'm on the working holiday. I prefer to go to do something when I have a little bit of time, rather than to go to Seychelles or to go to London or Cape Town and spend the taxpayers' money. I'd rather be here on properties where we don't pay rent. The state doesn't have to pay accommodation fees. But more importantly, because it's in our spirit of cost reduction, which is very important to us, but more importantly, to also encourage production. Or something, especially food security, which is important.
Meanwhile, Bishop Valentine Kalumba praised President Hichilema's leadership, highlighting his decision to spend his working holiday at his farm as a sign of fiscal discipline and commitment to promoting local production. The bishop reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to working closely with government in addressing national challenges facing the country. Zambia has strengthened diplomatic and economic ties with Switzerland following the official opening of the honorary Swiss consulate at Foxdale Court in Lusaka. Incoming honorary Swiss consul to Zambia, Angelica Hiwila Anderson, described her appointment as a great honor and said her role will focus on promoting trade, investment and cooperation between the two countries. Ms. Anderson, who is half Swiss and half Zambian, announced that Switzerland's Secretary of State is expected to visit Zambia at the end of October, accompanied by a delegation of Swiss business leaders. She said the visit is expected to open doors for increased investment and stronger trade relations. She noted that Switzerland is home to some of the world's largest companies and said Zambia stands to benefit from deeper commercial partnerships, particularly in sectors such as mining, renewable energy and agriculture. The honorary Swiss consulate will operate from Foxdale Court, which is recognized as Zambia's greenest building. Ms. Anderson said the building runs about 75% on solar power following the installation of a 100-kilowatt solar system 10 years ago.
So definitely on the energy side, solar through the CLIC program, they're able to fund solar plants here in Zambia because that's all reduces carbon emissions, carbon footprint. So through the CLIC program, they buy what's called ITMOs, which are credits that reduce your carbon credits. And also mining as well. So Switzerland has a Swiss company called Glencore, which was one of the largest mining companies in Zambia. They're based in Switzerland. So Switzerland does have very key focus on mining as well. So those are definitely some of the areas for business here in Zambia.
Two people have been arrested in Livingstone for being found in possession of counterfeit currency amounting to 5,500 kwacha. The incident occurred on 22nd January 2026 at Ngwenya Market, where a mobile money agent identified as Gift Tembo, 32, discovered that a customer had presented counterfeit notes while